Okay, today is Daf Beis of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, brand new Masechta. And today's Daf is sponsored by the Daskal family, Lila Nishmas, David Yechiel Michal, Ben Yehoshua Chaim, and Neshama Shadav and Aliyah. So, brand new Masechta. What's this Masechta about? It's about two things. A few things. Rosh Hashanah, obviously. And it's also about Kiddush HaChodesh. A lot about Kiddush HaChodesh. But the first Mishnah, the famous Mishnah, doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah, really. Which is interesting. That doesn't say anything about Rosh Hashanah. And the Mishnah starts off, Abar Rosh Hashanim Hain. There are four Rosh Hashanahs. Right? Four Rosh Hashanahs. Be'echad B'Nisan, first day of Nisan, Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim. Rosh Hashanah for kings. What does that mean? So Rashi says on top, Regilim Hayu Limnos Zman Shtarosehem Lishnos HaMelech Mishana Sha'amad B'HaMelech. They would write a document, and they would put in the year of the king's rulership. The year that the king is a ruler. It's so and so years of the king of what's his name. Kedarminim Mertekles Gittin, Mishum Shalom Malchus. It was an honor and a privilege to the king that every document in the world had his name in it. V'kavu Chachamim, and the Chacham established Echad B'Nisan, on the first day of Nisan, L'tchilat Shanaso. That's the first of Nisan is the end of a year. Meaning, Vafilu Amad B'Shvat O B'Adar, even if he became king in Shvat or Adar, Kalsa Shanaso M'Shigiyazman Nisan. When Nisan comes, end of the first year. So if he became the king in Shvat or Adar, why did Rashi say that? Shvat or Adar. Why could Rashi say Adar? Even if he became king in Adar, why is Rashi saying Shvat? Even if he became king in Adar, and he's ruling for, let's say, 4 or 5 days, and then Rosh Chodesh Nisan happens, now that day is year two. Right? V'yeschilu lidnas lo shana shnia. Then the second year begins. Okay? The reason why it says Shvat or Adar is because it's going to be a machlokas later on, whether a year is a month is considered a year, or even a day. So Rashi's throwing in that shita of a month, so then it goes in Shvat. If you hold it's a day, then it's an Adar. In other words, according to that, if let's say he was king in the middle of Purim, it would not be a year, because it's too short. You can't say 15 days is a year. 30 days has to be a year. Others say, well, even one day, even the 29th day of Adar becomes king, that next day, it's 1 year. What's the reason for this? So we'll have a long Rashi in a few minutes, which is very difficult, Rashi. Very difficult. Not 100% sure what he's even saying, but it doesn't... Anyway, Tosfos argues. Tosfos is only Gittin, women, on those. Not every document did they do this, only for Gittin. The Gemara is going to say tomorrow that it was only for Malchus Beis Yisrael, wasn't Malchus Beis everybody anyway. It was only for Malchus, only for Jewish kings, not for non-Jewish kings. Non-Jewish kings go to the same thing, but start by Tishrei. Yeah.
No, I was just going to say, I had Tosfos argument when we went to Minyan Shtaros. They went for that reason.
Only Jewish kings.
Because we did it for that exact reason.
What's the reason? Because for Shalom, it's what he called. It's a covet thing, exactly. It's a covet thing.
Clearly we did it.
Correct. No, he's not arguing that they did it. It's only for Gittin. But if it was a document of lending money, they didn't do it.
How come Rashi just didn't say Shvat or Adar based on the one that Rashi passes like?
It's a good question. It's a very good question. Excellent question. And also the Gemara seems to hold like it's an Adar. Why did Rashi just pick a side?
The Gemara does tell us that.
Because we're going to see it on the base. It's really Adar. Maybe someone says Shvat. Not Dan says Zaf.
If you're going to go down that rabbit hole, then why are you even mentioning it here when it's going to be a whole...
Correct. Rashi does it sometimes. I'll tell you in the Mishnah what's going to happen. It gives you a little bit of a heads up. Anyway, that's the first thing. Rosh Hashanah for Malachim. Also, L'Regalim. It's the Rosh Hashanah. The first of Nisan's the Rosh Hashanah for the Regalim. What does that mean? That means, the Gemara is going to say, that it's the first day of the month that has the first Yontif. Right? In other words, in Nisan is Pesach. In what way is Pesach the first Yontif? Because if someone makes a neder, they're going to bring a carbon, they have to bring it within 3 Yontifs. And it starts at Pesach. So if you make a neder the day after Shavuos, it doesn't start till next Pesach. You have Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's the longest it could be, right? Okay, that's what it means. Rosh Hashanah L'Regalim. Next, Be'echad Be'elul, on the first day of Elul, Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema. Rosh Hashanah maaser behema. Every tenth animal, and only go by animals that were born from one Elul to the next Elul. That's all the same year. You didn't combine different years. So Rosh Hashanah l'maaser behema is from Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Amar, Be'echad B'Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei, fine. Number three, Be'echad B'Tishrei, on the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah L'Shanim, the year begins, L'Shmitin, Shmita begins on Rosh Hashanah, L'Yovlos, begins Rosh Hashanah, L'Netia, Netia means planting what?
Trees.
Planting trees, oral, exactly. And v'liyirakos, and vegetables. What's vegetables? For meiser. Exactly. That's fine, for good, excellent. By the way, notice the Mishnah does not say that the Rosh Hashanah were judged. Doesn't mention that. All these other things that it's Rosh Hashanah for, right? Doesn't mention anything about being judged.
It's
not what we're talking about. So the Mishnah says, why is this Masechta called Masechta's Rosh Hashanah? Why is it called Rosh Hashanah? For what reason is it called Rosh Hashanah? Because it's the Rosh Hashanah of the Nisan, is the Rosh Hashanah of Malachim? No. It's called Rosh Hashanah because it's about Rosh Hashanah. Our Rosh Hashanah. What we know is Rosh Hashanah. Right? So why isn't that first? Even if you want to tell me it's not about those things, shouldn't Echad B'Tishrei be the first one? Why is Echad Nisan the first one? And the answer is obvious. Because it's the only one in the Torah. Right? It's the only one in the Torah. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? It's the only one in the Torah. So that's the first one. Okay. Number four. Echad b'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilan. The first day of Shvat is the Rosh Hashanah for trees. Whereas, Divrei Beishamai, Beis Hillel Omer, Bechamisha Asabo. No, on the 15th of Shvat, which is called Tu B'Shvat. What's on Tu B'Shvat? Says Rashi, le'inyan Meiser. Regarding Meiser. She'ein Meiser in Peiros, ha'ilan, she'chantu. You don't give off Meiser on trees that have sprouted. Call them Shvat. Before Shvat, al shechanto la'achar Shvat, on different fruits, only fruits, that sprouted after Shvat. She'bi ilan holech achar chanata. Meiser on trees goes after chanata. Chanata means when it sprouted. What?
Buds.
Good, thank you. U'gemar mefarish maishna Shvat. Where did Shvat come from out of the blue? The Gemara's going to talk about that. So how come, by the way, when does Meiser for vegetables happen? Based on when it's picked. Based on when it's picked. And what about Meiser for trees?
Sprouted.
It's a difference. Why is there a difference? Why is there a difference between when trees sprout, that's the shear, so you give Meiser on that, and by vegetables it goes to when it's picked. Why is there a different zman for fruits and vegetables?
Because vegetables are picked all the time. No. And fruits are...
No. So listen to this reason. This is
the vegetables itself can be planted more... Often that
fruits are coming out seasonal. Similar, listen to what he says. Nothing to do with that. So on Daf Yud Beis, Rashi says the following. The reason why we after trees, we go after chanata, listen to this. Mishum shekol gedilas peiros ilanu, all growth of trees, al yadei sraf, comes through the sap, ha'ol lebe'ilan, Kodem Chanata. What does that mean? So the Ritva explains. And he says like this. Mishihigia lechanata, when it reaches the time of sprouting, kvar kibel ha'ilon ha'karka, the tree got from the ground, es kol ha'yinika ha'tzricha lepri. All the yinika means the drawing forth, the drawing out, right? The nutrients from the tree. U'mikan ve'elech, and after that, the tree grows by itself. The fruit can grow on its own. Therefore, peiros ha'ilan are different from yirakos. Shayerek ein lo guf hanatua ba'aretz. The guf of the vegetable is not in the ground. It's not growing from the ground. Shiyachol lakabo ba'atzmo is called korach ha'karka. It's not absorbing all the korach of the karka. Legadol ha'sapri below yinika ha'aretz. It's not doing that. Ella rather, kol sha yonik me'aretz. It's always drawing from the earth. Lochein b'yerek hazman akavuhu haklit halakita. The zman is whenever you pick it. It's always drawing nutrients from the earth. That bought a fruit, but a fruit, no, a fruit, at some point, after Chanata, it, so to speak, stops. And then it's just growing on its own. So therefore, it's finished. And therefore, the Maaseh goes by that. Now, I don't know if that's botanically. I have no idea if it's botanically true.
No, I'm sure there's some nuance to it, that's true.
Some nuance to it, and that's why fruits have a different demand for Maaseh than trees. Than vegetables.
If the tree has a reserve,
yeah.
And the fruit, you know, grow from the reserve.
Correct.
And not from the ground, right?
Correct. That's best I can tell you. Okay?
It's a very simple thing to figure
out. Yeah, I can figure it out. I'm sure the experts know. It's amazing how they knew this.
Take a plant, you cut it off, you see how the vegetable grows. You take a tree, you cut it off,
right.
See how the fruit grows.
Right.
It's not going to grow.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, lemalachim lemai hilchasa, right? What's the reason? What's the nafkamina? What's the reason why by malachim we say that Rosh Chodesh Nisan is a new year for a king? Rashi says, leinyan klamar lama huk for yom yuchad leminyan malachim. Why do we pick a separate day when the king becomes the when the king's year changes over? Ema shall call melech umelech maschil shenaso miyom shomid below. Let the year start the day he became the king. Why are you picking a random day or Chodesh Nisan? Why? So we said it's kavod, but I guess the Gemara doesn't think it's a good enough answer. So Gemara says, what's the real, what kind of thing is this? The guy's king for 3 months, now he's ready to consider the year in 3 months? Why? So, Amar of Chista l'shtaros. The reason is for shtaros. It's a real reason, not a kavod thing, that's just a random reason, a real reason, a halachic reason. Why? Ditnan. Because there's a Mishnah Shavuos that says, Shtarei Chov, any Shtar Chov, Hamukdamin Psulin. If they're predated, they're puzzle. What does that mean? That means if I lend you money, and you don't pay me back, so I'm allowed to take your fields that you own from the date of the loan. You owed me the money, there's a lien on all your property to pay back my money. I'll give $1 million, you don't have $1 million cash, there's a lien on all your property. Not metaldolin, only karka. There's a lien on the karka, and if you don't pay me back $1 million, I'll take your karka away. If we predate the loan, then it's not fair, because I have a lien on karka when there was no loan, because we predated the loan. Right? That's not fair. You hear what he's saying? That's a din of.
Excuse me, because if you sold that karka, let's say with a ketubah. That person allowed to take the guy from the second.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. So let's go there. Let's say the loan happened on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the loan happened. But we wrote in the Shtar that it happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, 2 months before. During those 2 months, I now because the loan says Rosh Chodesh Nisan, I have a lien on all your property that you owned on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. That's not really accurate. I didn't borrow the money. I didn't get the money till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. I didn't lend the money till Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So why should I have a lien on those properties for 2 months? So therefore, any predated loan which benefits the lender is void. It's a knas, and you can't even collect anything. It's void. I don't want you doing that. Okay? Now, if I post-date the loan, v'ham u'charin k'sherin. That's good. That I'm allowed to do. That I'm allowed to do. If the loan's post-dated, it's good. So I lent you the money, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, and for some reason I write Rosh Chodesh El. You know what? Then I only have liens from Rosh Chodesh El. I can do that. If I want to be nice, that benefits the borrower. If I want to do that, I can do that. But if it's predated, it's usher. Now Rashi has a crazy convoluted story why you need to know, why it has to be that the shtar is always going to start in Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Why? So it's based on the following halacha. Let's say a lova, a borrower, comes over to two edim and says like this, you know, Mati lent me money. I'm an honest guy. He doesn't need edim. He didn't care. He just lent me $1 million. I feel bad about that. I don't want, you know what? Write a shtar that I owe Mati $1 million. The halacha is, you can do that, because I'm admitting that I owe the money. Now, they didn't see the loan. They have no idea there's a loan. But I come to 2A, they say, write a loan, they'll write the loan. Okay? That's a halacha. So now Rashi says like this. We're going to pick up in the third wide line where the lines get wide. It's a very long Rashi. But Rashi says like this. Lefikach, kansuhu, if you predate a shtar, kansuhu milagabos po. There's a knas, you can't collect from that loan. It's like you gave the $1 million away as a gift, unless he wants to pay it back. Velo yitrof, afilu bizman hamalta. You can't even collect even from the correct date, because you messed around with a document. Even the correct date, you can't collect any liens. Ve'enu ela kabal v'alpeh, it's like an oral loan. She'enu govim ena kam mishubatim. You can't collect from lien properties. Okay? Vimlo kavu yom l'tchilas shnos hamelech. If you wouldn't write Rosh Chodesh Nisan, if you wouldn't do that, ela kol melech u melech, every other king, l'fi yom sha'amad, rather you'd write it from the day that the king became the king, taka. Ein lahavchin im hashtar mugdom o mucher. You're not going to know if the star is predated or postdated. Why not? Kigon, for example, in Kosev, bo b'kislev, you wrote the star in Kislev, b'shana shlishis, right? On shana shlishis, on the third year, lo ve'ploni miploni mone, Reuven lent Shimon $100, on Kislev sometime, right? And it's the third year of the king's reign, ve'edim omru, shekishachastmu bo, when we signed this document, lo ra'inu shahalove es halove, we didn't see the loan take place. We didn't see it. Ella, rather, El Amalanu, the Lovi ran to us, Chasmu Alai, Shnichayev Ploni Mone. Sign a document. I owe what's his name, $100. So sign the document, please. I want to be an honest person. And it happens to me, it's the third year of the king's reign in Kislev. Okay? Kosa Sheshaninu, like it says in Baba Basra, Kosvin Star, Love, Afal Pisha Eli Malva Imo. You can write a star for a borrower, even if the loan's not there. He's admitting he owes the money. Write it down. Ve'enon yodim im helvu kodom lachem olacha kain. We don't know when the loan took place. Was it before or after? Avol re'inu shahalov v'mona b'tamuz b'shana shlishas melech ploni. But we did see another loan in Tamuz of the third year of the king's reign. Now, in Jewish law, Tamuz comes before Kislev. Right? Tamuz is in the sun. I'm sorry. Kislev comes before Tammuz. Kislev is right after Tishrei, right? And Tammuz is at the end of the year. Right. Tammuz at the end of the year.
But not in the counting of months.
What?
But not in the counting of months.
What do you mean?
First month is Nisan.
Correct. So v'im ein hadayonim yodim be'ezeh chodesh amar ha-melech, if the dayonim don't know when the king became the king, they don't know. It's not like America. Every January 20th, every 4 years, there's a new king, new president. It's like that. We weren't that way. You have to remember, when did this king become king? I don't know what. When did it happen? Was it in Nisan? Was it in Iyar? Who remembers? Nobody remembers. Therefore, ein lahavchin im Tammuz kodem l'Kislev, im Kislev kodem l'Tammuz. They're not going to remember which one came first. Right? Im shnaso mitchilas bein Tammuz l'Kislev, nim te Kislev kodem l'Tammuz, b'chol shnaso v'shtar mugdamu. It could be shtar mugdam. But if he was a king between Kislev and Tammuz, then Nimsa should Tammuz code him Kislev b'chol shnosav u'shtar mu'ocharu. So we have no idea. The Achshav kavu Nisan Rosh Hashanah la'olam Tammuz code him Kislev. Tammuz always comes first. Why? Because Nisan always comes before Tammuz. Says Tosfos, what on earth is Rashi talking about? The whole reason, according to Rashi, is because you don't know when the king became the king. Says Tosfos, what a far-fetched thing that is. So go look it up. Nobody knows when the king became the king? Nobody knows? What kind of thing is that? So far-fetched. Now, what's the real reason? Rashi's reason is very difficult. And Tosfos is so far-fetched. Now, that's the whole thing. The whole thing is you don't know when he became the king. The Dayanim don't know. I'm not talking about Amaratzim. I mean, judges. That's their job. Their job is to judge cases. They don't know when the new year began. They don't know when the king became the king. Even if it was king 30 years ago. Right? This king's been king for 30, 40 years. So nobody knows. No record anywhere. Nobody knows. Says Tosfos, a much more obvious reason, I think, says Tosfos, is the mistake is going to be, has to be a mistake somewhere. The mistake is going to be, the sofer made a mistake. The sofer doesn't know, remember, let's say the king became the king on the fifth day of Nisan. Or the fourth day of Nisan. So next year, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, he's still in year one. Because it doesn't go until if it goes to the real date, right, then it goes on the, from the fourth day of Nisan, he becomes the new king. That is something that people can make a mistake about. And by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they're going to write year two, and it's not true. So for that reason, they made it clear it's always going to be Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For the times that he became the king on the Beis and Gimel Nisan. That's so make a mistake about that.
So he becomes king on Adar, 14th of Adar.
Right.
Okay. And that's year one.
So at Nisan begins year two.
Forget about Nisan.
So he's a king for half.
Somebody borrows money in the end of Adar.
So the orange is
possible. You can have the same problem. That doesn't solve your problem.
Right. So I hear.
All it does is solve the question of what's the first year or the second year. It doesn't just solve any sort of problem of an exact date.
Right.
No, it sort of does.
No, it doesn't.
It sort of does because you don't have to remember the day it happened.
Right. So if you borrow the money, no.
Exactly what he just said. You do have to remember.
Now you don't have to remember because you know it's always Rosh Chodesh. So if you borrow money in the end of Adar, year one.
You don't have to remember.
A week later, in Nisan, year two.
If you have to remember 12 months, then you would have to remember the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day, the eighth day. Now you just have to remember one day.
Or something simpler. That's why.
The question is, was all this worth it for the covenant of the king? Just say, all along should start Rosh Chodesh. Tough summer,
right.
Tough whatever, and
then,
you know.
So they're picking the random days, they pick Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Right. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Melech, Tana Rabbanan, Melech, Sh'amar Be'eshem V'tisha Ba'adar. If a king becomes king in the 29th day of Adar, Kivin Shigi Echad B'Nisan, next day is Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or the next day after that, whatever it is, also Loshana. That's it, he's finished already a king for a year. V'im Lo Amad El Be'echad B'Nisan. But if he only becomes king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, in Monin Lo Shanachi Yigia Nisan Acher, doesn't become the year finishes next Nisan, right? He becomes king on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. His one first year anniversary will be written. That'll have to be the whole year. Sometimes he could wait a day, sometimes he could wait a year. Okay, Amar Mar, right? Now we'll explain that. Melech Shabbat Be'Eshem V'Tishah V'Adar, 29th day of Adar, Kivin Shigia Echad B'Nisan, also Lo Shana. Next day. He becomes a king. Kamash Hakamash Alon, what do you learn from here? That the Nisan Rosh Hashanah Malachim, first of all, Nisan is a cutoff, it's the Rosh Hashanah for kings, and also V'yom Echad B'Shanah Chashav Shanah. One day in the year is considered a year. You see clearly from this brisa. V'yom Lo Amad Ela Echad B'Nisan, Ein Mon Lo Shana Ad Shigia Zman, Ad Shigia Nisan Acher. And if he became king in the first day of Nisan, his year doesn't start till next Nisan. So Pshita. Isn't that obvious? It's obvious. Why did the Brahma tell me that? It's obvious. Now, Lo Tzmicha, the Imnu Aleha Ba'adar. They picked him in Adar. I don't know how they had some kind of selection process. He was decided to be in Adar. Malditeim, I would have thought, Salum Neitration in. So if they picked him already in Adar, he wasn't inaugurated, there was no coronation until Nisan, it should start in Adar. Kamash Balan, it doesn't start in Adar. It starts in Nisan. Fine, very good. Next, Tana Rabbanan, Meis Ba'adar. Listen to this. Meis Ba'adar. If the king dies in Adar, va'amar achar tachta ba'adar, and another king becomes king in Adar, monin shana l'zeh u'l'zeh, it's a year for both of them. It's whatever year of the king who died, and it's year one of the new king, right? Rashi says, it's your choice. You can write the year of this king, or year one of the other king. Meis ben Nisan, what if he died in Nisan? V'amad achar tachtav b'Nisan, and another king died, and another king became the king in Nisan. Mon and Shana l'zeh u'l'zeh. Again, it's the year 17 of this king, or year one of this king. Either one you want. Meis ba'adar, if the guy dies, the king dies in Adar. V'amad achar tachtav b'Nisan, and then the next king became king in Nisan. Mon and Rishon l'Rishon v'Shnia l'Shnia. Then they never crossed over. There was never a crossover. He died in Adar. They didn't pick him till Nisan. So there's no crossover. So that's year 17, and Nisan's year 1. You can't, so it's Pshisa, right? We just said that. So you want to answer that question. Amar Mar, Meis Ba'adar, we just said, that if one king dies in Adar, Va'amar Achar Tachta Ba'adar, and then the next one becomes king in Adar, also, Monin Shana L'zeh V'Shana L'zeh. So Pshita, what else is going to be? Year 17 for that one, and then year 1 for this one. What else? Malditeim, I would have thought, Shata lebeitre lo minyanin. No, you can't have a king with 2 years. Kamashbon, yes you can. A year with two kings. A year with two kings. Yes, you can. Why not? Right, you have that with the president, right? It'll always say the year, but the President Trump was president until January 20th of 2021. So for 20 days, he was president. So if you look, it'll say he was president from 2017 till 2021. Biden, president from 2021 till whatever, 4 years later. Right? They always have a lap over. Why? Because they're the same president for 20 days, every time. Meis b'Nisan, if he died in Nisan, v'amar achar tachtav b'Nisan, monin shanol azeh ulazeh, they both considered the same president, same king, in the same year. So pshita, it's also a pashit. Ma'adatema, I would have thought, no. Ki amrinan yom echad b'shana chashav shana. When do we say that a partial year is considered a full year? That's b'sof shana, at the end of the year, in Adar. B'tchilas shana lo amrinan, we're not saying that. Kamash, let me say that too. So he was only president, but he was king for 2 days in Nisan. That's considered year one. Next case. Meis ba'adar. If the king died in Adar, v'amar achar tachtav b'Nisan, and then another king became king in Nisan, mon rishon l'rishon v'shnia l'shnia, right, that's year 17 for him, and year one for the new king. So pshita. It's obvious, no? Lo tzvicha de'imnu le'em adar u'malach b'melachu. No, the answer is, he was king, he was anointed, he was appointed, decided in Adar, and he's also the son of the king. And the rule is, son takes over. So if son takes over in Adar, doesn't go by coronation. What's a coronation in Jewish? There's no such thing as a coronation. The minute the father died, he became the king. Right? So the father died in Adar, he became king in Adar. What do you mean Nisan? Ma'adatema nimnu leit tartin shnin. I would have thought that both, the year overlaps both kings. Kamash Milan, we don't say that.
Doesn't somebody have to show up with the
Mishnah? 1 minute. So Rashi says, if you want to tell about the picking somebody, we learned that already. We already learned that if you're not picked until Nisan, then you're not picked until Nisan. That's old news. No, we're adding in a new factor now. It's the kids. It's the son. There are two. Maybe he really became the king in Adar because he's a son. He can take over anyway. Kamash Milan. What's the reason for this? Malchus Yerushahi. Malchus is Yerusha. So 1 second. If the Malchus is, Rashi doesn't make any sense. If the Malchus is Yerusha, then why doesn't he take over in Adar? Why not? Why are we waiting until Nisan? He's a son. He's the Yerusha. So the Chazdei David says, well, he had two sons. So which one's taking over?
Well, we have the answer to that one too.
So since we're not sure, it took 2 weeks to sort it out. So anyway, he doesn't become the king until Nisan. That's what one answer he gives.
Why have David so Shlomo Melech?
What?
Better answer.
David so Shlomo Melech, it wasn't a Achitofel
incident. Exactly. He wasn't the oldest.
Yeah, he wasn't
Shlomo was not the Bechor.
He was
the one that was most roy. That's what Chassam Sofer says. Yeah, it goes by son. But what if every son's a louse? Every son's a Russia. You don't pick them automatically. That's not supposed to be that way. Maybe that wasn't. Maybe it ended up being that way. It wasn't supposed to be that way. So just because he's a son doesn't mean he's getting it. You have to have a sorting process. The bad Sanhedrin have to decide. That could take 2 weeks. So therefore it's a Nisan. Okay, fine. Just, I don't have a better answer than that. Now, Amar B'Yochanan, Menayin L'Malachim She'en Monin L'Hem Ela M'Nisan. How do you know this is true? In other words, is there any makar for this, that this is true? That the Taka did this. They held that it goes by Nisan. Any makar for this? Yes. Shinemar, it says, there's a pasuk in Malachim Aleph, when they built the Beis HaMikdash, finally, Shlomo HaMelech built it, right? It says, Vayhi, and it was, Bishmonim Shana, V'arba Meos Shana, Letzeis B'nei Yisrael Eretz Mitzrayim, it was in the 480th year when they left Egypt, Bishana HaRevius, on the fourth year, B'chodesh Ziv, in the month of Ziv, Hu Chodesh HaSheni, it's the second month Ziv. Ziv is Iyar. It's the second month. L'melech Shlomo Al Yisrael, the year that, the second month that Shlomo ruled over B'nai Yisrael, Makish Malchus Shlomo L'Yitzias Mitzrayim. There's a Hekish. Ma Yitzias Mitzrayim Min Nisan. Just like Yitzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan, Af Malchus Shlomo mi Nisan. So too, Shlomo's reign began in Nisan. That's why it's called the second month, because the first one was in Nisan.
You mean it's counted from Nisan?
It's counted from Nisan, right.
The night began.
Right. Right? Says Tosfos, well, maybe his second month was really in Nisan. Maybe his second month was really, maybe he became the king in Nisan. Maybe that's the way it happened. How is it a raya that we always count from Nisan? Maybe he became the king in Nisan. So year, second month. What kind of raya is that? Rashi Tosfos says, Afili havi hachi, karele l'ir, chodesh ziv, mishum de'itz bei ziva l'ilane. Ziva l'ilane means it's a reference to the avos, who always were in that time of year. Ein hochiach, dilma, the alma minisan minyanan, mishlomo, de karele chodesh sheni, mishum de'havi hachi maisa, shemelech benisan. Don't say that.
You know, we know Dov Emel died in Shavuos.
That's, who asked that question? That question is asked by the Sasemes. He doesn't answer it. What was Tosfos thinking? That maybe it was that it happened automatically that he happened to be that he took over in Nisan. David died in Shavuos. And Sfasema says, you want to tell me that during David's lifetime he told Shlomo, you're taking over, so he took over in Nisan 3 months before David died? Impossible. David doesn't say that. There's no car like that. There's no source like that. It can't be pshat. He says, what's Tosfos talking about? He leaves the Betzarachim. Right? Bistama, Shlomo became the king in Shavuos time, right? Don't know about in Shavuos. So let's say there was a struggle there for a little while. That when did Shlomo become the king? All the following Nisan, unlikely. He became the king sometime in the summer.
There was a struggle.
I know. How long did it last? Didn't last too long. Didn't last. They put the kibosh on that right away. Yes.
Yeah.
So when Nisan came, it was already the second year. Okay. Why? Because it's makish to Yetzias Mitzrayim, which was in Nisan. Okay. Okay.
Let me answer your question. Maybe he's talking about we said, let's say you have two sons, so it takes time to figure out who's the right son.
Right.
So they
have my Shlomo.
Right.
Because other people claim the throne.
The is that the reign started. There's an interim period, right? Where
there's
nobody.
Correct.
It's basically telling you that the reign really started, though, the day after the last king died.
Correct. Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, we don't say that, because if it was an Adar or Nisan, he starts from Nisan. There's an interim period. So we said the interim period doesn't count.
If there's a gap.
That happened by Shlomo, because the other sons, I think one other son, right? One other son or two? Claimed the throne. So until they got rid of him, took a little, I don't know, at least a day it took, maybe, I don't know how long it took. I don't know, did it say how long it took?
Yeah, it's pretty fast.
It was pretty fast. It didn't take 6 months. From Nisan, from Shavuos to Pesach, that's almost a year.
9 months.
That's like 9, 10, it didn't take that long. So, anyway, now they're going to ask a very strange question. Gemara asks, well, the Torah never says any months. The Torah never says the name of the month, right? So who said that Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in Nisan? Maybe Yetzias Mitzrayim took place in Tishrei. The first month. We know it's the first month. So Gemara says, V'Yetzias Mitzrayim gufa minolim de b'Nisan minyanan, dilim b'Tishrei minyanan. And how do you know you count Nisan? How do you know you count Yetzias Mitzrayim from Yetzias Mitzrayim from Nisan? Maybe you count it from Tishrei. So Gemara says, lo sokotayt, that's impossible. How do you know it's impossible? Because at the end of the Torah, it's going to be impossible. Why? The Tzivit says, V'yal Aaron HaKohen El Har HaHor. Aaron HaKohen died. Al Pi Hashem. V'yamos Sham. When did he die? Bishnas Arboim. In the 40th year. Lutzeis B'nei Yisrael Me'eretz Mitzrayim. The 40th year after they left Mitzrayim. B'chodesh HaChamishi B'echad LaChodesh. On the 5th month, on the first day of the 5th month. In the first day of the 5th month, counting from Nisan is of. Right? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz, of. And we all hold Aaron HaKohen's yard site. It's only the yard site mentioned in the Torah. Aaron HaKohen's yard site is Rosh Chodesh of. Okay? That's the 5th month after Nisan. On the 40th year of when they left. Uksivan, it says, Vayihi bar boim shana. It was in the 40th year. Ba'ashtei asar Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, the 11th month. Be'echad lachodesh. On Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Diber Moshe began Sefer Dvarim. The only way that could both be the 40th year is if the year begins in Nisan. So it was the fifth month after Nisan, and then Shvat was at the very end of the year. If Tishrei is the deciding factor, then Shvat would be the 41st year. So it can't be that the year begins in Tishrei. It can't be. For these purposes. It can't be. Yeah.
That seems like a convoluted answer. Chag
Aviv. Exactly. What?
Chag Aviv. Exactly.
One second. Good. V'dikai ba'av. It took place in Av. V'kar le'shnas arbaim. Right? And it's called the 40th year. V'kai b'shvat. And then later in Shvat, v'kar le'shnas arbaim. Those are called the 40th year. Michlal, the Rosh Hashanah, la b'tishrei. It can't be with Tishrei. It's impossible. Right? Right. Okay. Now, by the way, if Av has to follow Tishrei, Nisan, right, then it can't be any month intervening. It can't be Elul, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, or Shva either. Right? It can't be any of those months either, because otherwise it'll be the same problem. Okay. So now, Bishlama, Ha'ech, Mefaresh, Diltias, Mitzrayim. When it comes to Aaron, it specifically says it was the 40th year after they left Mitzrayim. But Elav Bahad, by Moshe, it doesn't say that. By Moshe, Mimai Diltias, Mitzrayim. Dilma la Hakamas HaMishkan. Maybe it's the 40th year after they put up the Mishkan. Like, why are you picking the Diltias, Mitzrayim? Some arbitrary time. Maybe make a different arbitrary time. Kedamar of Papa, Bishnath Eshim Shana L'Gzeir Shava. There's a Gzeir Shava about Nehemiah. The first pasuk of Nehemiah says it was in Kislev in the 20th year, and then in the first pasuk of the second parak says it was in Chodesh Nisan in the 20th year. Nikah Gzeir Shava, it was the same year. So to over here, it was the same year. Hachanami Shnas Abayim L'Gzeir Shava. It's the same year. Ma Kan Yitzias Mitzrayim Af Kan Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now it's another such a difficult question. Umimai demaisi da'av kadim dilma maisi de'shvat kadim. Who said Aaron died before Moshe? Maybe Moshe died before Aaron. Maybe Moshe happened first, right? Rashi says, ubetishrei shelafanav nichnasa shnas arbaim. In Tishrei it starts, and Moshe died in Shvat, which comes first, and then Aaron died in Av, which comes later. Maybe that's the pshat, right?
How's he been asking that question?
What?
How's he asking that question?
Yeah. Why?
Moshe buried him.
What? No, Hashem buried him.
Say it again?
Hashem buried him.
Moshe transferred the clothing over to his sons, laying them down in the bed. What do you mean?
Hey, Moshe was there. That's all Medrash. It doesn't say that in the Torah, though. None of that's in the Torah. That's all Medrash. Moshe said, I want to die the way Aaron died.
Yes, you have to have seen it.
Right, but it's a Medrash. It doesn't say that in the Torah.
No, what do you mean?
The Torah itself doesn't say that.
Yeah,
it does.
Yes, it does.
It does? Yeah. So the Gemara doesn't give that answer. The Gemara gives a different answer. The Gemara says, what?
Yeah.
What do you say? That's, but you have to say that.
You can't. But you can't. He's dead. He's not there.
So the Gemara says, lo soka daidak. It's impossible to say that. Listen to this. Listen to the Raya. It says, Achrei hakoso es Sichon. After the fight with Sichon, right, what does it say? That Achrei Akoso Sichon, that's in the beginning of Parshas Bamidbar. So it says, V'chinoach nafshe da'aron, akate ha'yisicha kayim. When they fought Sichon, Aaron was still alive. D'chsiv, because it says, V'yeshma ha'knani melech harod. Right, the Knani melech harod heard that what? That the Bnei Yisrael, after Aaron died, the Knani came. Who's the Knani? Mashmua Shama, what they hear? Shama Shemais Aaron.
Oh, can you accept what it meant?
They heard that Aaron died, Vinistakal Menu Anaya Kavar. And that Anaya Kavar went away.
Wait a minute, we're cool about that medrash, but this medrash is no good.
Ukasavar Nitna Rishus Lilacham Be Israel. And they thought, now we could attack the Bnei Israel because then Anaya Kavar went away. Right? Vahainu Dixiv, Rokol Eda Kigava Aaron. Okay, we'll stop here because there's nowhere to stop now. So, because based on that reason, Aaron had to have died first. If Aaron died first, then they have to be the same year. The only way they could be the same year is if this starts by Nisan. That's the only way. And then Av comes first, and Shvat comes later.
So, again, very convoluted.
So we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.
Somewhere else besides what